Hi, this is Joe Castellano. Welcome inside China Basin, your San Francisco Giants three times a week podcast brought to you by Canes Tire in San Rafael. Canes Tire has always had the lowest prices in Marin for 54 years. Today's guest is John Heyman from CBSSports.com and MLB Network. John, you're here at spring training, checking out the San Francisco Giants. What do you think about this ball club coming into this year, losing Pablo Sandoval and Michael Morris, and then the Hunter Pence injury early in the season, and what it means for them?
Well, you know, they do have some questions. There's no question about that. But, you know, I would never want to count them out of anything. The Hunter Pence injury, while not great, he's expected back sometime in May. And they think they have answers in camp. I think they'll figure it out between Blanco and Perez and Maxwell and some of the other guys who are here, Ishikawa. You know, I know their pitching hasn't been perfect so far in spring training, but we know they have great pitching. And, you know, when you have great pitching, you can do anything. And obviously this team has been a very clutch team over the past half decade. And I certainly expect good things from the Giants this year.
You know, a lot of times fans want to see the big home runs, and you're not going to see that as much without Pablo Sandoval. Casey McGee seems to be a good clutch hitter. So in some respects, is this a team that kind of plays into the way baseball is right now, where you're not seeing a lot of home runs and you're not seeing a lot of runs being scored? You just have to score enough to win.
Yeah, I mean, even Sandoval didn't have a big home run total in the regular season. Certainly they'll miss him because he is a great hitter and obviously a great clutch hitter. Their offense will probably be diminished a little bit because of that. But like I said, the pitching is so good here. You know, Bumgarner, one of the best pitchers in the game. Obviously a lot of experience with Peavy and Hudson. I thought, from what I hear, Lincecum has looked pretty good in terms of his breaking pitches, particularly out here. You know, they find a way. Somehow this team finds a way. They haven't had one of the best offenses in the game over the last half decade, but they won 3 out of 5. It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, Bruce Bochy's done such a great job here. And, you know, a lot of people were wondering about Madison Bumgarner. Do they treat him with kid gloves after 270 innings? But it doesn't appear that that's going to be the case. I mean, is he kind of a new breed of pitcher, you think?
Well, I think we're in right now a cycle of great pitching. And, you know, I certainly would rank him very high. I think Kershaw's the best pitcher in baseball. But I would certainly put Bumgarner into the top 10 easily. I've seen some lists where he's not. But, you know, you look at the postseasons that he's put together. He had a very nice regular season last year. You know, I'm still expecting them to have a little bit of a kid glove treatment. He is in his mid-20s. He did throw a lot of innings last year, around 50 innings in the postseason. So, you know, I'm not going to second-guess them. They are spectacular with pitching. They know how to get the best out of their pitchers. I would expect they would start him fairly slowly here in spring training.
More of the conversation with John Heyman from Scottsdale, Arizona, right after this. Inside China Basin is sponsored by Angel Borelli, a nationally known expert on pitching mechanics from right here in the Bay Area. She works with some of the best pitchers in the Bay Area, troubleshooting and solving their performance issues. Listen to Angel Borelli's weekly podcast, The Fix, which discusses issues and solutions for pitchers from a sports science perspective, and get a weekly tip on pitching at Angel Borelli Pitching on Facebook. Check out our website, jimscience.com, where you can order her books and other publications. Contact Angel Borelli today. What about the Dodgers? You know, a lot of people every year seem to pick them, and you know, they won the division last year, but they failed in the playoffs. Do you like the moves that they made?
Well, they made some interesting moves. I'm not sure if I'm sold on them yet. I did write about them, and I was in their clubhouse. And their clubhouse is I think, a softer, gentler place. I think Puig and Kemp did not get along at all, so I think they needed to resolve that. They obviously are going to have Puig going forward. He is their younger superstar. Kemp is a terrific talent, but I think they needed to move on. And I think Jimmy Rollins and Howie Kendrick are boosts for the clubhouse. So I think their clubhouse is going to be better. I think their defense is better. Again, they're missing that offense in this era with great pitching. Offense is important, so I'd be a little concerned. You know, they lost Hanley Ramirez and Kemp, two of the best hitters in baseball. Kendrick's a good hitter. Rollins had a nice year again last year. So he's a very good offensive player, but I'm still wondering about their offense.
You mentioned Kemp, and he moved down the freeway to San Diego, and they made a lot of changes. And it seems like they maybe would win an award for, you know, the offseason doing the best job. But what do you think about them as far as going into the regular season?
Well, they certainly are much more exciting. They're much more interesting. I give A.J. Preller credit. He's certainly got a lot of guts making all these moves, and really worked out. I think the way they wanted it to work out, their offense is going to be a lot more interesting. We're going to see whether Will Myers is a center fielder. That's an interesting question. The shortstop situation is still a question. They didn't bring Cabrera back. I know he didn't have a great year last year, but I think they're questionable at shortstop. They don't really have left-handed hitting. They're, you know, all the sluggers they brought in, Myers, Upton, Kemp, all right-handed, and their lineup was mostly right-handed to begin with. So that's a question. They still have questions. No team perfect. They are certainly a more interesting team, and they have very good young pitching. I think Josh Burns, the previous GM, did a very good job acquiring pitchers Cashner and Ross. I think top of the rotation potential. Ian Kennedy back for a year. He's a free agent after the year. And they imported Shields as well. So I think their pitching is very good. Their offense has improved. But I still think that they'd be hard-pressed to make the playoffs.
We'll have more with John Heyman from CBSSports.com after this.
Hi, I'm Mark McElhone at Kane's Tire in Santa Fe. If you want the lowest prices in Marin and the best service, call us at 453-2942. Kane's Tire, 1531 4th Street, where our prices beat Costco's prices every time.
Before we finish, let's swing back to the Giants and the bullpen. You look at last year, and Sergio Romo started out as the closer. He didn't finish up the year as the closer, but it's a deep bullpen, and now they have this intriguing right-hander in Hunter Strickland, who really did a nice job in September. When he got into the postseason, he was giving up home runs left and right. So when you look at the Giants' bullpen, how much of an edge is it that they do have all these arms and a lot of experience in there?
Well, their bullpen has been very, very good. Casilla is a fine closer. Romo could be that man if they need him, but he's an excellent setup guy. Affelt, just an incredible, incredible left-hander who's been amazing in the postseason. People overlook it because Pence and Sandoval and Bumgarner have been so noteworthy that you almost forget. Affelt has been one of the greatest postseason relievers of all time. So their relief situation is excellent no matter what happens with Strickland now. I may have a bias. I only saw him in October, really, and I saw a lot of his games in October, and he got hit pretty hard, and he certainly learned a lesson with one of the episodes in October. So I'm not sure. They don't need him anyway, but he certainly does have talent in case he straightens out some things.
All right, John, hey, thanks a lot for the time. Enjoy Arizona.
Thanks a lot. You too.
That's John Heyman from CBSSports.com and MLB Network. On Friday, we'll have our final spring training podcast, and we'll have a roundtable in Scottsdale, Arizona, featuring MLB scorer Michael Duca, AAA Fresno announcer Doug Greenwald, and former Giants pitcher John DeAquisto. For now, I'm Joe Castellano. Thanks for listening to Inside China Basin.